Did that answer your question?
I really want to help somebody, excuse me, who needs help, but it's not working because that person's negative ball is through the roof, you know, drinking, drugs, whatever it is. It just gets to a point where it's like, I've done everything I can. That person's just on their own.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the best thing you can do, because this question comes up a lot, what can I do to help somebody? I have a friend who's got cancer. I got a friend who's drinking, a guy who's depressed, a buddy of mine. What can I do to help him? 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 And the answer is, you work on yourself first. This is the hardest thing for most people to grasp. But if you want to help your best friend, be super happy yourself. Work on you. Because your vibration is going to affect them. Remember, Einstein and Edison said, whatever you vibrate from your brain is picked up by other brains. So if you want to help them, all you have to do is work on yourself and raise your vibration. That is going to have an impact on this person. And let me tell you the type of impact. That vibration may be so positive and so high, it may repel the other person because their vibration may be so low, they may hate being around you. Because they just can't, they just can't take it, because it's and that's helping them. Because they're going to attract in their life what they're vibrating. And if you're around them, you can affect their brain. But that's the best way to help anybody, is just to work on yourself first. And what will happen is, believe me, friends will start vanishing, new friends will start coming in. You know, for years we've known statistically that your income is always the average of your five best friends. And when you want your income to go up, generally speaking, your friends change. I mean, that's generally what occurs, because all of a sudden you're at a different vibrational level. You're not attracting those people anymore in your life. You're not enjoying their company anymore because you're vibrating differently. So you start attracting different people, circumstances, events, scenarios, and tangible things.
So then the reverse question comes up. By being around a whole bunch of people with a lot of negative energy, can that bring you down?
Good question. If you're around a lot of people with negative energy, can that affect you? Energy always affects others. However, the good news is this. The positive vibration is higher than a lower negative vibration. So in terms of power and intensity, voltage, amperage, whatever you want to say, one positive thought is much more powerful than around 10,000 negative thoughts. So if I'm a positive person and I walk in a room with 20 negative knuckleheads, guess what? They don't have a chance, because my energy will affect them infinitely more than they will affect mine. Now, there's a good chance when you start changing your vibration and raising it, and you're in an environment, and this was in the movie The Secret, you know, the guy started raising his, all of a sudden he got transferred to a different department, three people quit, two people, like within days, all of a sudden his whole scenario changed, and he was surrounded by like-minded vibrational people, because that's the way it works.
What about society, the country, during down times, during recession, during a depression, where it seems like it builds and builds and builds, and all everybody's talking about is, whoa, it's bad.
It's bad.
Whoa, it's bad. Is it the same concept where you just, it's like, okay, just go focus on yourself?
Yeah, it's bad for them. Yeah, it may be bad for them. It ain't bad for me.
It's hugely opportunistic.
If it's bad. I had a friend of mine years ago during one of the other recessions that was disastrous. The world was coming to an end, and he said, "I said, you're in sand and gravel and concrete. You got four other huge businesses that supplies commodities to America." I says, "How are you handling the recession?" And he says, "Oh, I just chose not to participate." And that's what does that? But it was I just chose not to participate. So you, what goes on around you does not have to affect you. You can look at it and go, "Wow, look at this. This is kind of interesting here. Everybody here is breadline." And I mean, during the Depression, 25% of the people were out of work. 75% had jobs, and more wealth was created during the Depression than any time in our history. Because people were going, "Wait a minute, there's a piece of land here that was selling for $10,000 and now they're giving away for $10? Well, I think I'll buy two of those." And then 10 years later, that land they bought for 10 bucks was worth $200,000. I mean, more wealth was created during the Depression than any time in history. and what's occurring around the world, when you know, if you just believe that I am going to take it full advantage, this is the best. See, every day is always the best time in the world to do anything. I have friends who are in the automobile business, and they used to if they had a customer, the first couple days of the month, they'd say to the customer, "This is the best time to buy a car, because it's the first couple days of the month, we haven't sold the car yet, and my boss wants to make a deal at any price. You're going to get the best deal ever. So if you ever want to buy a car, always come in the first couple days, because if you're the first guy to buy a car, they give them away because he wants the first deal on the board to get the ball rolling. It's your lucky day to buy a car today." Now, if you come in the middle of the month, they go, "You know, coming in the middle of the month is the best time during the month to buy a car." And the reason is, my boss is just dying to hit the number that hits his monthly nut. He needs to get that magic number, and he's doing everything right now to get it as fast as he can, so they give the best deals on a car in the middle of the month, because he's trying to hit his number. And he's got to do it no matter what, so he gives the cars away. Now, if you come in the end of the month, he goes, "You know, it's your lucky day. If you ever want to buy a car, you come at the end of the month, because the boss has already hit his number of hitting his overhead. Everything now is pure profit. He gives the cars away. He doesn't have to make any profit on them at all. It's just numbers now. It gets some higher allocations next month. So at the end of the month, they just blow the cars out as fast as they can at the cheapest possible prices." All three of those things, by the way, are 100% true. So same thing in a scenario. Whatever the scenario it is, all we have to do is believe and say with vibration, this is a fantastic time to do business. And somebody can say, "Tell me exactly why." And my answer is, "I don't know why. I don't have to know why. I just have to believe that it is, and the evidence will show up in a while." See, whatever you believe, the evidence validates it. That's why Henry Ford said, "If you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, either way you're right." And his later statement was, "Because the evidence will validate it." So whatever you believe, is you are completely correct, and in a short period of time, you'll have all the evidence to back up your belief, to prove you are correct. And that evidence came into your experience because you believed it first. Does this make sense? So that's why I say, everything always works out for me. How can you say that? Ask me in a few months. Then we'll have all the evidence. See, it's the future thinking that's the tricky part. Good question. Any other questions, comments, or observations about the tapes? Any clarifications you need on anything in the tapes?
So I have a question. For example, you have a dream, and now you have, and you attracted all the people that you wanted for your dream, and here they are all, and they're helping you, and vibrations are wonderful. But then all of a sudden, there is a person that just appears and starts bringing this disbalance to the whole group. Is it a sign for you as the dream of, the dream guide, that something is going wrong in your mind right now? Or it's just a sign for you to, okay, I'm moving on, I don't care, maybe this person has a different dream, I just want to avoid this person. So do you really, how you know that this is the person that can teach you something, or this is just a person that has a lot of negative energy and you don't want to mess up with his energy?
The bottom line is everything that comes into your experience, you vibrationally created. You can choose at any point in time whether you want it or not. Sometimes, isn't this true, we want something really, really bad. And we get it.